for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 26th, 2000. This is the afternoon ladies' meeting with Mildred Coffey from Millington, Tennessee, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Everybody knows that, don't they? Do you know all of it? Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. God says because we reject his word, he will reject our children. So you see the rejection that many of our children are born with, not only that come from when we rejected being pregnant or whatever, I didn't want to be pregnant right now or whatever, they're rejected because we have rejected the word of God, then God rejects our children. And when we repent of it and ask God to forgive us for rejecting his word, you know, I even today, I still go back and yeah, Ed's hot up here. Normal. Praise the Lord. And it's not July yet. But when we repent of our sin of rejecting God's word, we need to repent of the sins of our forefathers for rejecting the word. Do you know how much your father or your grandfather on either side of your family walked in the things of God? God doesn't have any grandchildren. And so we need to take, they did not know how to take authority over these things. But God is, you know, when I teach a shooter, shotgun load, this, let me give you this. Over in Revelation, when it talks about the seals being broken, every time a seal's broken, we get more, receive more and more knowledge of the Word of God. God told Daniel to seal up what he had shown him in the Spirit until the end time. And we're in the end time, and God is revealing more and more of his word to us. And he's given us, we know things that our parents never heard of. You know things that the church doesn't know. The denominational churches, the mainline churches don't know because they only teach one thing. But God's given us much knowledge, and he said, to whom much is given, much is required. And so he says, we're not without knowledge, because God's given it to us. Everyone in here, I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I'm ready for praise and worship. I want to worship the Lord and walk on into the presence of the Lord. Lord, those people know the word frontwards and backwards. Truth. He said, yes, but they're not applying it, and they're not walking in it. They hear it, but they've got to start applying it, doing the word, being a doer of the word. If you don't do anything else, if you never get into deliverance and minister deliverance, you should be binding and loosening every day. I told you all how the Lord taught me binding. He woke me up one morning, early in the morning, and I heard the voice of the Lord say, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Well, I knew that, Lord. I'd been binding, you know. And so I thought, you know, I need to go back to sleep. It's early. And I heard the Lord say, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And I said, yes, Lord, I know. He spoke to me a third time. And when he did, I said, yes, Lord, I hear you. And I got up and went into the den and got my Bible, and I sat down and I read it. Matthew 16, starting with 13th verse. And the Lord was still talking to me, and he said to me, starting at the 13th verse, Jesus was asking Peter, who did men say that he was? And he, you know what he said? Some say you're Jeremiah, and others say that you're Elijah. But Jesus said to him, "But who do you say that I am?" And he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him that flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Well, I read this and I said, "I see that, Lord." He said, "Now," and this is what he spoke to me, "binding works according to who I am to you." Who am I to you? Well, I didn't know why God gave me that. But in about 2 hours, I found out. I got a phone call from a girl, and she said, "Mildred, help me." She said that my body is so twisted, I can't get myself out of bed. Her daughter had used the phone and put the phone up to her mother's ear. And I said, "What do you mean, twisted?" She said, "I cannot." She said, "You wouldn't believe what I look like." And she said, "Help me." And so I started binding. I said, "You demon, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I bind you in the authority that God's given me where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven. My authority comes from the throne of God. And I command you to loosen her and let her go. I bind every force in Jesus' name." And I just continued to bind. She says, "Don't stop. I'm coming loose." And as I bound, she came loose. That demon loosened her. And she told me later, she said, you could not, unless you saw it, you could not have believed the shape my body got into. I did, because I'd seen her turn her head upside down in deliverance. Her chin would be up here and her eyes down here, and it was the strangest thing I'd ever seen in my life. No human being could do that. Only a spirit could do it to her. But she's been delivered. I'll tell you, she was here at the ladies' conference. You know who came with me? Uh-huh. And the Lord is using her a lot and much, much in deliverance. She has great discernment. And I went through a lot with her. It took a lot to get her free, but it was worth every minute of it. She gave me my first broken nose. The first. Yeah. She hit me and knocked my nose over to the side. My glasses went sailing. This was my early experience. I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting anything. I was just sitting there peaceful, calling spirits off of her, and she manifested, and the first thing she did was hit me. She said, "Well, you weren't in the spirit." I was in the spirit, all right. And the spirit hit me. That was before the angels. But the angels minister, you know. God has given us authority over angels. And I use them all the time. I call for them. I live alone, and I call for angels' protection around my house. I ask the Father to send angels around my house. I ask him, when I'm in deliverance, I ask him to put angels between me and the ones I'm ministering to when I know they're going to be violent. And some of them I don't know, and I still ask for the angels. And I've had the demons and people say, if it wasn't for those blankety-blank angels, you'd been dead a long time ago. But God has given us authority. You ought to do a study on angels. They hearken unto the word of God. And God's given you the word. And Brother said, I think it was Tommy last night, said who said it, but said, you know, use that scripture over in Isaiah. And he said, "Command ye me according to the works of my hands." God created the angels. He created us, and he gave us authority over the angels, and we can call upon them. And that's getting away from what I'm sharing, but I think it's important, because in this day you need to know. Listen, I never make a trip that I don't ask the Father to send angels ahead of me to destroy any snare, the trap the devil has laid for me, and to line the road with angels to protect my car, protect me. They do. And sometimes when there's a spirit comes into my car, and they do while I'm driving, they'll maybe just come visit and leave. But I'll ask the Father, and if I have trouble getting one out, sometimes I'll say, "Father, would you send an angel to come in this car and drive that thing out for me?" And then it'd be gone. You say, "Well, do you ever see them?" "No. I see what happens when they come." But they are there. You have an angel. And I'm sure mine's as thin as a rail, because I'm probably working pretty hard. but we can always call. The angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation. And that's God's protection. Okay. Let's go over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 48. Jesus was talking here, and he said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." When we reject the word, we're rejecting God and we're rejecting the Lord Jesus. And he tells us that when we reject him, that we have one that judges us. The very words, you know, I see in this as the very words that we reject one day will judge us. You know, the word tells us that you'll give account of every idle word that you speak. It's in John's gospel. And it says, take heed what you hear. In other words, don't let everybody put their garbage in your spirit. Some people like to dump their garbage in your spirit. Don't let them do it. Tell them your spirit is not their garbage dump. But Jesus was rejected because of us, for us. And when we reject the word, we reject him. Over in 1 Kings, I think I'll just share this. I won't read it. But over in 1 Kings, if you remember, I think it's 1 Kings 19, Elijah ran from Jezebel. And I can read that. Let's go over there. Because when he ran, he got depression came in. And I see that we can see that through rejection, you can receive depression. He said he ran from him. He was, in verse 1 says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow," about this time, you know, he had destroyed all her prophets. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, and which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he went himself went a day's journey in the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." Do you ever feel so rejected sometimes you didn't care whether you lived or died? I could say amen to that. I felt that way when I lost my husband. I had been married all my life, just about, and never been alone. And I was saying to the Lord the other day, I have done everything since Jim's been gone. I repaired my heater. I couldn't get a serviceman to do it. I fixed a flat tire the other day on my lawnmower. After I paid $160-something to have it two flat tires fixed. I didn't know my tires were flat. They weren't flat like your car. You know, they were just flat. And it wouldn't pull. No, I wasn't pushing. I was riding it, but it was hard to turn. It was my riding mower. And I thought, what in the world's wrong with my lawnmower? It always was so easy to turn. And I thought, well, maybe a belt is slipping. Because I know one time Jim had fixed a belt on it, you know. So I thought, the only thing I know is call servicemen, so call Sears. And they said, "Going to charge me $100. Just come look at it." And I said, "Well, I got to have it fixed. I can't drive it like this." And so he came out, had two flat tires. And he did some, you know, changed my oil and cleaned it up and stuck me $162 worth of two flat tires. And so I was cutting grass the other day, and I noticed it was a little hard again. And I thought, okay, I got some flat fixed. My husband had insisted I put some in my car. I said, "What for? I don't know how to use it." He said, "You learn if you have to." And so I just go and get it out of my car, and I said, "I'm going to fix it. Lord, I'm scared of that. You know, I'm real fearful of this thing because it may blow up my face. But if it does, I'll just be with you." So I go and I take, you know, I read the instructions, and the tire just, you know, and I get on it and I drive it, and it's working fine. Well, I had never gone through a winter like I've gone through. I have four kids, but my kids were way away. I had no one close to me. But the Lord saw me through. I've survived, and I think, you know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I fixed my lawnmower. I fixed my tire. I fixed my stove. And I had a water pipe break, and I got that. I didn't fix that. I got that fixed. So it's just been one thing after another. But I would get so upset or frustrated, I think is the word. What do you do when you don't know how to do anything? And so I would say, Lord, if this is all there is to it, just forget it. But I praise God that, you know, He's healed me, and I've gone through a lot of deliverance. By the way, when I see people that reject deliverance and say they don't have any demons, I thought, you know, every pastor I know needs to go through deliverance, whether they're teaching deliverance or not, but especially if they're teaching deliverance. If you don't get deliverance, you will get to a place where you will back away from it. People begin to compromise it and, you know, and say, well, you know, there's an easier way. I've been told so many times there's got to be a better way to do deliverance than this. And I'd say, well, if you ever find it, let me know, because I'm willing to learn. You know, I'm still learning. But when we see here, he was depressed. Well, I understood what happened because all of us have gone through it. There's times when, but, you know, God is so faithful. Verse 9 says, he said, and he came thither to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? God's talking to him, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts and for the children of Israel, and of the children of Israel, have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke into pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. And the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire still small voice. And thank God for that still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went on and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. So he felt like he was the only one left, and he felt rejected of the children of Israel, the ones he had ministered to. Now, many times if you've been praying for people and helping people, they will turn their back on you and walk away. And you've got to recognize that this will happen and not let it bring in the depression or the hurt. You have got to be able to stand, Lord. I had to learn this the hard way when we first got into deliverance. Men, they left our church by the droves. We had a big church. And they all agreed. God brought us into deliverance, just drug us into it. And a lot of people left. They didn't want anything to do with demons. And I want you to know, as people that believe in deliverance, you will be rejected. But you know what? God's word tells us, and this is one way you will know to keep your deliverance when you receive deliverance, that you must go home and share. What did he say over in Matthew's gospel? He said, when the gathering, no, Mark's gospel, when the gathering demonic was delivered, he said, go home and tell. One time he said the family, and in another scripture he said, go tell your friends. Why you share is what God has done for you. You grow stronger in believing in your own deliverance and what God has done for you. And then they may need or the same thing that we just had. And as you share, it helps them. Of course, they may not want to receive it, and they may turn and walk away and reject you. But I promise you this, when you're sharing God's word, what does the scripture say? His word won't return void, but will accomplish wherein he sent it, wherein he pleases. And you know, I have discovered this, that when I share with people and they reject it and they go off and tell somebody, that's the very person that needed it to start with. See? So God's word, it will not return void. And so this is what I wanted to show you, that when people turn from you after you prayed for them and ministered to them and they've hurt you, you just forgive them and keep walking. You do not let that rejection come upon you. Okay, I want to get into deliverance. I'm going to give you some scriptures. First of all, I want you to look. I'm not going to turn to them. But Joseph, remember Joseph had a good example of being rejected by his brethren. So you may have been rejected by your family, brothers and sisters. But look at him, how God used him. So if you have been hurt or rejected by a brother or sister, you need to forgive them. Then Jesus cried from the cross and said, Father, why have thou rejected me? God turned his back on him because he couldn't look at sin, if you remember, as you look at that. But over in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says, we're accepted in the Beloved. We are not rejected of God. We are accepted in him. And 1 John 3, 1 and 2 says, we should be called the sons of God, that God has accepted us and he calls us the sons of God. Now I'll read something to you, and then we're going to go into deliverance, okay? I was talking about the rejection. Of course, rejection rejection can bring self-rejection to you. And I think really our self-rejection sometimes is the strongest one that's on us, because we feel the rejection from others and then we think, well, you know, I look in the mirror and say, well, you know, you just really can't blame them for rejecting you. And it's a strong spirit there. There's rejection, there's fear of rejection, and there's self-rejection. There's three of them that work together. Rejection, as I said, was the opposite side of rebellion, the schizophrenia. And rebellion comes in, and it comes in because of the rejection. Anger comes in, uncontrollable anger. You know that's got uncontrollable anger? We would go after the spirit of anger in a person if they would easily get mad. But, you know, the root of that thing is rejection. And so we need to get... I always say it like this. When I cut my grass, and I always use that because I'm forever cutting my grass. I can't stand for the... I tell you why I don't like my grass to grow tall. Because I live in the country. And there's those things that crawl on the ground, which I killed one the other day. Yeah. I tell you. There had been a time when I would have called for help, but there was no help, so I had to do it myself. But you know what I did? I bound that dude. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You will not move till I get something to kill you with. And I went back, and there he was. And he was waiting for me, and I got me a shovel, and I let him have it. Oh, I tell you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. But this anger comes in, uncontrollable anger, and insecurity. Insecurity comes in through rejection. And that's a biggie. I had a little girl come from the mission, came up to me after I was praying the other night, and she said, would you pray for me for insecurity? I said, yes. And so we administered deliverance to her on insecurity. And insecurity is based on fear. Fear of being rejected, fear of just a lot of things. You're afraid to get up and exert yourself because you're so insecure because of the rejection that's behind the insecurity. Rejection hinders you from trusting people. You're afraid to. You're afraid if you trust them and open yourself up to them that they'll hurt you and they'll reject you. And how many times have we... I'll give you a good example of my husband and I were a real good example. We first came over here to Hot Springs. We came over here in the early 80s. And because of me being a woman, we had been so totally rejected by some of the deliverance people. And I'd been called every name in the book by some of them. And God gave me, when it hurt me so bad, God said, he has come against, this is what the Lord spoke to me, God's anointed, and it's going to bring disaster. And it did. Not to me, but to that person. And I said, well, Lord, I forgive them, But even if I don't agree with the person, I wouldn't, and their teachings are, because they're a woman or a man, I wouldn't stand up in the pulpit and call them a name, because I don't think that's right, because, see, God has to deal with them. So we were afraid when we came over here that we'd be rejected again, and so we always would come in the back of the church and sit down, and when the service would say amen, we'd scoot out the door. But we overcame it. We got deliverance from it, both of us did. But it was still a little hard to open up, even after you began to know that you weren't going to get thrown out because you were a woman again. You got somebody come in your church and stand up and tell you, I'm not going to sit in your church, you're a woman. Bless him, Lord. I've had that happen to me, too. all things, I mean, they, you know. No trust comes from rejection. And I'll tell you another thing it'll do. It'll keep you from believing and trusting God. You can't trust people. And they say they're Christian. How can you trust God? So rejection is, it works really, you know, it really works there. And we've been going after a lot of, anger and all of this instead of going after the very root of the problem. And these others are just symptoms, and I'm going to call all of it off. You can get deliverance even if you really want deliverance while I'm talking about this, because I was doing that last night when Tommy was doing that. He was wanting us to say what he said. I couldn't say it because I was getting deliverance on everything he said. Find a person that's real silent, won't talk to you. They're under curse. They're under rejection. They're afraid to talk. There's just so much fear in them. They're afraid to talk. And there's just fear with fear, and there's rejection can bring weakness in your body too. Withdrawn, a person that's withdrawn and alone. I'm alone, but not because I want to be. I love everybody coming in my house. I mean, I like noise. And unnatural fear comes from self-rejection. You live alone, don't you, Bernadine?
Yeah, I
do too. And after everybody leaves, I like company. I'm so glad when they go because it's so nice and quiet again. But I enjoy having them coming in. But you get used to it. I've had 6 months of it, and it's getting, you know, a way of life. And have all kinds of things. I'm not on any kind of schedule. I just, you know, whatever. It's good. I miss my husband terribly, and I don't mean to sound like I don't, because we were so close. But and I miss that little white head. I'd lose him in a department store, and I'd say, "Have you seen a little man that looked like he's lost with real pretty white hair?" "Oh yeah, we saw him. He went that way." Oh me. Self-rejection works with that unnatural fear and guilt. You begin to feel guilty. What have I done? Instead of guilt. It's all my fault, and can't receive love. Rejection stops you from receiving love. And sometimes people will try to put people to a test just to see if they really do love them, you know? And but it is a testing people to see if they're for real. It comes from rejection. Lack of self-control, no self-discipline. And, you know, this is true, overeating, because I get bored and eat. Do you ever get bored and just find yourself going to the refrigerator and think, I don't really want this? I'm so bored sometimes. So it's true. And we overeat. We eat when we don't really want sleeping. You sleep a lot. I don't do that. I wish I could sleep more. I get by on about 5 hours a night. That's all I ever need. Huh? Well, I'll give you part of mine, and you give me some of the... I would like to sleep a little longer, I think. Tiredness. And a lot of people go to doctors when they really don't need to go. I know there's a lady in our church goes, just her husband has kicked her out of his bed, really. And he's in the Masons, he's in the Jesters, and he's all this garbage that's there, and this is garbage, the Masonic Lodges. And she's so rejected, and we can pray for her and get it off, and she goes back, and he abuses her verbally, and she'll say, I know I should leave him, but there's a money problem there, and she don't want to leave all that money. And I said, well, it's up to you to make up your mind which you want most, you know. So, but it does work that way. Nightmares come from rejection, bad dreams. And there's another lady in our church that is tormented at night by, just literally tortured by her dreams. And she's always saying, I know I need deliverance, but I said, okay, they go home with you. They don't go home with me. Thank God I have enough of my own. I love her, but I don't know why she can't she receives what I call my son always said fur balls, those little ones that will run if you say boo. But she needs some of those deep ones gotten out. Arrested development. And I did not know until just recently, I've dealt with arrested development many times. And there's a place, and I think I touched on this when I was teaching on abuse, that child stops developing mentally and spiritually when it's been abused. And this arrested development comes in also with rejection. And because of being rejected, when that person really feels and has been rejected at that time, then that arrested development enters in, feels, you know, been hurt real bad and pushed aside and all this. Well, that thing will come in. Have you ever seen anyone that acts like a child, but is smart and can do, the reason I'm saying this is a lady in our church that has had it, and she works and has a really good job, but other than just her ability to produce in the world of work world, other than that, she's like a child. She can't turn loose mama, and mama can't turn loose her. And it's a mess. And we've gone after arrested development on her and broke soul ties between she and her mother. And I think, you know, this is what is so hard. You know, and you're telling people, hey, God says when a child marries and takes the husband, when a man marries and takes the wife, that they're to leave their father and mother and be on their own. Well, ladies, if any of you are doing this, you need to cut your apron strings, because it's God's word. He says turn them loose and let them live their life. And if they want anything from you or any advice, they'll come to you. And I've taught this for years, and people thought I was hard-hearted with my kids. But my kids are on their own, my kids. They're in their 50s. My baby's 44. I got great-grandkids. But the thing is, I love my kids, and I pray for them. But I don't pray my will on them. I pray God's will. I say, Lord, I don't know what you want for them. I just pray and put them in your hands. All I ask is they save the Holy Ghost and go to heaven. And he's promised me that in his word, isn't it? All four of mine are saved. And most of my grandkids, I got two that are not. One of them said they were, but that's when, you know, there's no fruit, and I'm waiting for the fruit. But anyways, arrested development comes from rejection, and the emotions are arrested. If you see someone throwing tantrums to get their way, that's arrested development working, which comes from rejection, trying to manipulate and control. Manipulation and control comes through it. And there's no maturity, hatred of responsibility, anger against parents, and causes marriage problems, which I see in this lady and her child. Emotionally bound. Does anybody have trouble crying? Some people can't cry. Well, this comes from rejection and the bound emotions. Rejection against another. We need to really forgive and ask the Lord to show us if we are sensing or feeling rejection from another person. Okay, I think that was the last one of those. But that some people cry a lot, and that's still rejection. Other people can't cry, and that's rejection. The emotions are bound in one, and the other, it's just there's no control over their emotions at all. It's good to cry when you need to cry. But just to, you know, continually and you sometimes can't stop it, then you know that there's a spirit behind it and you need to get delivered from it. Okay, let's pray. We've got about 20 minutes if we're careful. So if you will, if you want deliverance, put both feet flat on the floor. And, you know, this is a sign of rebellion. We rebel. We are not going to participate. So, but this is where I sit all the time, so I have to really work on it when we're in. So, if you want to get some deliverance, so you put your feet on the floor. If you've never been in deliverance before, spirits, demons are spirits, and they can come out with tears. They can come out with just breathing. They can come out with yawns. They come out with coughing. They come out any way they want to, any way God wants them to. We don't put them in a box. We don't say they all have to do this or do that. But if you, first thing I want to do is answer. I pray. I'm going to pray, and then I want to break every curse of rejection of everyone here. Excuse me. That has come in through the sins of the forefathers for rejecting God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon for deliverance. And you said in your word, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So, Father, we call upon you because Jesus Christ is our deliverer. And so, Father, he took all this upon the cross for us. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for the deliverance. And I bind the spirits again from the outside that nothing can harass or hinder. In Jesus' name, I bind transference of spirits. I ask you, Father, to stay, put a hedge around each one and to cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against them will prosper in Jesus' name. And Father, I take my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, and I bind every spirit to my authority, and when I call their name, they will come out of those that want to be delivered. And Father, I thank you now. I break the bondage off of any protectors that have come in to protect, or any false counselors that would talk and try to talk people out of deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we just loosen them now. We loosen those spirits to come forth in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you just let your Holy Spirit do a work. You said, Jesus said, if I, by the Spirit of God, cast out spirits, then the kingdom of God has come. So, Lord, we just ask that the anointing of the Holy Spirit come forth in Jesus' name and to break the bondage in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now break every curse of rejecting God over everyone here from the sins of the forefathers, where our forefathers rejected God and where we have rejected God and his word in Jesus' name. Lord, we repent. We ask you to forgive us for rejecting your word in Jesus' name. And I call every curse of rejection of your word out to come forth in rejecting God. Spirits of rejection, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. And I'll say this to you. If nothing seems to be happening to you, take a deep breath and exhale a time or two. In the name of Jesus, come on out of there. Every spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, rejection, spirits of rejection, rejection of God, come out of them. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of abandonment. I didn't touch on that. But what rejection brings a spirit of abandonment in, that we feel like you're totally abandoned by God. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of abandonment, let them go. Rejection, self-rejection, spirits of loneliness and abuse, come out. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Cough them out, girls, and stir them up. Make them go. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Every spirit of rejection, rejection from the fathers and rejection from mothers, let them go. Turn them loose and come out. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, rejection from the womb. I break every curse of rejection from the womb in the name of Jesus, and I command it out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Let them go. Come on out there. Let them go. Spirits of anger, rebellion, Every spirit of rebellion, let them go. Come on out of there. All the rejection, rebellion, and anger, and abandonment, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Loneliness, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of unworthiness that comes in with rejection. Oh, I'm just so unworthy. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Spirits of insecurity, let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, uncontrollable anger, come out of there. All the rejection, spirits of rejection, come out of there. Let them go. I call out every soul tie. I break every soul tie with a rejection from mother or father. Father, restore the soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know where every soul is, every portion of it. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to send loose your angels to go forth and come out of there. Come out of there. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Turn them loose. Rejection. Spirit of rejection. We break your hold and command you to go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let her deal with them, and you, everyone, concentrate. She's got her, and if she needs in prayer, we get someone else to help her, okay? Come on, don't let one stop everyone from getting deliverance. Come on out of there. Let them go. Fear of rejection. Come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Rejection from mother in the name of Jesus. All the rejection from the womb, rejection from husband, rejection of children. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All the rejection, all the abuse that came in the name of Jesus, spirits of abandonment, let them go, spirits of weakness, fear, all the fear of rejection, come out of there, turn them loose in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on out there. Come on out there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Come on out there. Turn loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. Oh, now, take, praise you, Jesus. I want to go to her, but I need to continue. Okay? They can do it. Come on, everybody, let's loosen her. Let them do it. And y'all, let's finish getting deliverance. Come on. In the name of Jesus, everybody that wants it. And if you're not getting any deliverance, cough. You know, I have a lady in my church, I have to say, cough that thing out. Don't sit there like a knot on a log. Cough, and she begins to get deliverance when she does. Come on out of there. Every spirit of rejection, every curse of rejection, come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Rejection, fear of rejection, spirits of abandonment, all the hurt, all the anger, all the loneliness, all the abuse, come out of there. Come out of them now in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Turn loose and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every curse of witchcraft rejection in the name of Jesus. Every blood sacrifice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break and destroy its power in Jesus' name. I command it to go. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of the nightmare, arrested development. I break every curse of arrested development. And I call it out now in Jesus' name. Spirit of arrested development. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break that binding off of the emotions, and I call that bound emotions out. That demon that's been binding the emotions, come out. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Come on out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All the rejection from the Father, no self-control. I missed that one on nail biting that comes from rejection. spirit of that causes you to anybody here bite their nails, we call that out in Jesus' name. All the rebellion, come out of there. Spirits of rebellion, let them go. Let them go. Anger, resentment, anger. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call that root of that rejection out right now. Rejection, I separate you from rebellion and abandonment in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go. Come out of them. Come out of them. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break any... If anyone in here has been adopted, I break any curse of rejection that came in through... of a rejection and abandonment that would come through adoption in the name of Jesus. And I call it off right now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose. And let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee bows and every tongue confesses Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Come on out there. Come on out there. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're getting such good deliverance, we might as well avoid downstairs and just keep going delivering. Because I'm afraid we go down, we might stop. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God is good. Any good? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Come on out there. Come on out there. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let her go. Let her go. I break your hold over and command you to turn her loose and let her go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen her. Loosen her. Jesus. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. Praise Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just ask you to cleanse the church, drive out every spirit. Just, y'all go ahead, those are working. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that's left. I bind up every spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I ask you to cover each one with the blood. I bind backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the deliverance. I ask you to send your angels in now to cleanse the church, to drive out the spirits, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Okay, everybody, let's raise our hands and ask the Lord to fill us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you to fill every place where the spirits have been. Fill us, Father, with your presence, with the spirits of the living God. Fill us with love, mercy, joy, and peace, love and a sound mind in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the seven spirits of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and counsel and might, the spirit of the Lord and fear of the Lord and understanding, Father. And we give all praise and honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. You're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.